One of the things that always touches me this time of year, partly because of the season, partly because of the liturgical seasons, Advent and Christmas, is when you go outside at night and you look at the sky with the stars, which normally for us in Oregon is a rare occurrence, but we've had quite a few clear nights these past few weeks. I think of it because during Advent, one of my favorite Advent songs was the old Latin hymn, Conditor Omnes Siderum, which means creator of the stars of night. And this image of the stars, as we look at them, makes us perhaps feel small in the great expanse of the cosmos, perhaps stare in wonder and awe at the great beauty and creation of God and his majesty and wisdom. But whatever we get out of looking at the sky at night, really, in today's gospel, the star of the story is the star. Often we can think about the baby Jesus, or King Herod, or the three magi, or their gifts. But really, it's that image of the star and light that pervades all of the readings, pervades the texts of the liturgy, pervades the whole of the celebration. And when we think of the star, when we think of what it means and represents biblically, we can think of the star as a symbol of the beauty of God's creation and his majesty. We can think of the star as light, the light of goodness, the light of truth, the light of faith, the light of wisdom, all of these divine attributes in which God pours out into creation, pours out into each of us, pours out into this feast day of the Epiphany. But thinking and looking up at the sky, I was contemplating one night when I was thinking of this feast day. You know, the light from the stars, one of the benefits we have of modern science that the Magi didn't, is knowing that this light travels over many light years at the speed of light to get to us. And sometimes it's the case that the star that we're looking at really no longer exists. It's just millions of years of light that are traveling to us still. And so curiosity got the best of me, and I went to Google, where I go to get all my questions answered. And I thought, you know, somebody has to think this through, some astronomer with, you know, the Feast of the Epiphany in mind. And there are different theories about what this light that the Magi saw in the sky was. One of the predominant theories was that it was a supernova from the galaxy Andromeda. Astronomers can look back in time, and that seems to be the great hypothesis. But the awe-inspiring part of all of this is that the Andromeda galaxy is 2.5 million light years away, which means 2.5 million years before this event, God ordered the universe for this supernova to occur for this one singular event, so that the Magi could come and witness to their faith, represent the nations. Remember, they're not Jews, they're not believers, but still, when they see this light, they leave everything that they're doing and as an act of faith, go to witness and pay homage to this infant king. And all of this was set in motion 2.5 million years before it occurred. Such is the wisdom of God. Such is his vision in the expanse of time and space, all for one singular moment. And if that makes us feel small and insignificant, it shouldn't. Because each of us has a part to play in this unfolding of this story as it continues through time. The story of our faith, and the faith of the church, and the faith of the modern era. That from all eternity, God has a plan for us when he created us and fashioned us. And perhaps it's just for one great event in our life. Hopefully it's more. Maybe it's we're called to be married to a particular individual. Maybe it's we're called to have a family and raise our children. Maybe it's one encounter with a stranger that we're show them mercy or compassion, or a moment of teaching and understanding and sharing of truth. Maybe it's just that one moment in our life that God prepares us for. And if we're not paying attention to it, it can pass us by unnoticed and unappreciated, and the opportunity's lost. Whatever we're made for, it's through God's wisdom and beauty that He made us. In the mind of God, we were fashioned for something special. Just as He fashioned the stars in the sky, just as He fashioned that one galaxy maybe, for one supernova, for one event that would occur 2.5 million years later. Such is the divine wisdom of God. So when we hear, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, your light has come," it's not just the light of Bethlehem. It's not just the light of faith and truth and wisdom and beauty. It's the light of our lives as we live it out day to day. So let us never lose sight of the preciousness of time in our lives and how we use that time and how we play our part in this great story, how we play our part in the church or in our families or in our marriages or relationships, how we use our time. That in this small fraction of the existence of the universe, we are here. God made us for something. What did He make us for? What was the moment that He made us for? And pray with open hearts and minds that when that moment comes and when God speaks to us and moves us, we listen and we play our role in the great unfolding of cosmic history in the church and in our lives.